Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Several galleries are exploring the enduring strengths of Native Americans through both traditional and contemporary works in selected new exhibitions around the country. Native artists and curators are inserting creative narratives into ongoing conversations happening right now about the beginnings of an independent America. Dr. Miranda Roberts is a guest curator for the show Constellations of Place at the Center of Southwest Studies at Fort Lewis College. She is Chicana and a member of the Yerington Paiute tribe. She says the exhibition gives an alternative perspective for two milestones, the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence and 150 years of Colorado statehood.
At Fort Lewis, it is a former federal boarding school. It operated from 1891 to 1911, and it is still a fully Native school. I mean, anyone can enroll there, but a big majority of the population students is Native. And we really wanted people to understand that this space, Fort Lewis College, holds a really deep history that is harmful to so many of the students that go there, as well as other Native people who walk through its halls, and that it needs to be revered more. Instead of just thinking that boarding school history or these concepts are so far in the past, I'm trying to remind viewers that 250 years is not a very long time for us Native people. It's a very short period of time, and that networks of kin and love and expression existed prior to that, and those traditions continue today.
Roberts says she wants Fort Lewis students and the public at large to understand the Native history that extends far beyond the establishment of state and federal entities. Matika Wilbur is an author, photographer, and CEO of Tidelands Native Art Gallery in Seattle. She is Swinomish and Tulalip. She says her exhibition, centered around Lushootseed creation stories, is a creative interpretation of how her people have always communicated.
We can remember a time before this was the United States, and we can imagine a future beyond the United States. Our people have been here since time immemorial, and our people will continue to be here, you know, beyond this fascist regime. I can't see it any other way, but I would like to hold in my heart this idea that our people can be free of this colonial oppression. I don't actually want to say that this is a response to that at all. This is, you know, I think that this work is work for our own children, work that we would have done pre-colonization and work that we have to continue to do. And, you know, traditionally we would have been in our longhouses telling these stories to our children in the wintertime. And then, you know, like our longhouses were outlawed. It was made illegal, and it was also made illegal to tell these stories. And so, you know, then our people feel shame because we don't speak our language, or we feel shame because we don't know our origin stories. And I would just like to be a part of the solution to remove some of that shame from our people and from myself, really.
The show at Tidelands is an extension of a series of efforts that include Lushootseed language classes. Melissa Molero Moose is an artist and co-curator of the exhibition Paper Trails Unfolding Indigenous Narratives at the Museum of Contemporary Native Art in Santa Fe. She is Northern Paiute and says paper offers complex connection to history and modern culture for Native Americans.
Ledger art is definitely what popped into my head. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about all of these different uses of the material that, you know, once we really got that list together, but with that complex history that Indigenous people have with paper, you know, so many things that were being used from the origin of the ledger art, and, you know, which branches off from the Fort Marion prisoner and ultimately led to, you know, the boarding school history. But with this complex history with paper, we have, you know, broken treaties, we have acts of Congress, we have ethnographic photography and anthropological books and papers, you know, the Bible, paper money, you know, there's so many different directions that I think a lot of the artists took that just sort of material and made it their own to tell their cultural histories, a lot of historical and current topics.
The Paper Trails exhibition runs to July. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.